And so it's St. George's Day here at St. Peter's School in Walworth. And the pupils, the children are celebrating and learning in many, many varied ways. So to explain more, got a couple of friends from Year 3. Madam, your name please?
Amelia.
And young man?
Ronnie.
We have Amelia and Ronnie, both from Year 3. So Amelia, what has been happening at St. Peter's, please, today? What have people been doing to celebrate St. George?
We're wearing white and red clothes. And
why is that? Why do we wear white and red?
Because that's the English flag.
Yeah, the colours.
St. George represents England.
Wonderful. It's the colours of the St. George's flag, and St. George represents England. And Ronnie, what else has been happening today? What did we do first thing this morning?
Well, we did an assembly, and Miss Copeland said that we should tell her facts about St. George and St. George's Day.
Yeah, so all the pupils in the school went through some various facts. We've got some video footage, and we'll put that on the school website, which is stpeterswalworth.co.uk. But in Year 3, I'm very, very impressed with your work, because what you've been doing, you've been writing diary entries.
Yeah.
So you've been imagining that you have been different characters in the story. So Amelia, which character are you?
I'm the princess.
And Ronnie, you are?
St. George.
St. George, our very own Year 3 St. George. So you've been writing these diary entries. I know, kind of imagining maybe how the princess thought when she found out she's being fed to the dragon. And St. George, how you felt, our young St. George, before you went to fight the dragon. Now, these pieces of work, we've just started them. They're not quite finished yet, but very bravely, Amelia and Ronnie are going to read out their entries. So maybe the princess, Amelia, if you'd like to go first.
Dear Diary, I have just heard that I am going to be fed to the dragon. I am so shocked. My father needs to do something. I am very scared that I am going to be fed to the dragon. Tomorrow I am going to be fed to the dragon. I just wish that the dragon was only still a baby dragon and it only needed a small person. I am so worried, me as in the princess is going to get eaten by a dragon. My dad better do something. Really, he should feel guilty because he is letting all of his people's children get eaten because of the dragon is hungry and they don't have any more sheep. My dad is not a really bad person till it comes to his king part, the princess.
How wonderful was that, Amelia? That was amazing.
Thank
you. Had all the descriptions in there, and what I really loved is you put across how you felt personally. So you were really that character. You were the princess, and you described how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Right, I think now over to St. George and your kind of work in progress. So St. George, in your diary entry, this is Ronnie from Year 3, how do you feel about fighting this dragon?
Dear Diary, I feel upset because I have a dragon to defeat tomorrow. I have to go to the mountain to kill it. I feel sad because lots more people and animals have to be fed to the ferocious dragon in the mountains. I have a plan. I will get a sharp sword and armour to defeat the fearless and strong dragon. I'll show the dragon a piece of my mind.
Wonderful. So you've been thinking about what kind of tactics our brave Year 3 St. George can actually use to fight this dragon. Fantastic work, Ronnie. Thank you. So that's been Amelia and Ronnie, both from Year 3 here at St. Peter's in Walworth. That's part really of our celebration and also learning all about the legend of St. George. Okay, well, thanks a lot then, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.